Welcome to the Psalms of Ascent podcast series, a daily series helping our hearts and minds be in a healthy place whilst the COVID-19 virus is doing its worst. Colossians chapter 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. So join me as we journey from despair to hope, from the wilderness to the presence of God. Today, it's Quiet Time Coaching, episode 202. And we're in Psalm 130 and verse 7. It reads, Israel, put your hope in the Lord. For with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. Just as I read that again now, it seems like it would be a great verse to memorize, wouldn't it? A great verse to memorize and take out every now and again from your mind and meditate on. Israel, Christian people, put your hope in the Lord, for with the Lord is unfailing love, and with him is full redemption. Tremendous promises, tremendous qualities of God just in that one verse. Hope. Hope is ours. It's like the sun breaking through. The darkness of distress is banished. We're given here two reasons for hope. Firstly, unfailing love, and secondly, full redemption. Unfailing love. Have a look at Lamentations chapter 3, verses 21 to 26. It's too long to quote all of that here now, but that would be a good passage to use as a basis for a time of quiet with God. That's Lamentations 3, 21 to 26. But we have hope because of God's great love. His compassions never fail, new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I mean, wonderful thoughts there. Here and there, rather, the word compassions is the Hebrew racham, which means, by extension, the womb, like cherishing the fetus in the womb. By implications, someone with that kind of love, that kind of warmth towards somebody growing, somebody deep inside. God's unfailing love is dependent upon, well, his own nature, we could say. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. It's his nature. He can't fail to be faithful. That's why his love is unfailing. Our part is to be honest about our own weaknesses. We confess our sins, and 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, he is faithful and just will forgive our sins. So that's it. He's faithful. Therefore, we confess. Secondly, full redemption. Full redemption. Not partial redemption, not temporary redemption, but full. It means that nothing is lacking. I'm as holy today as I'm going to get, and so are you. We are sealed by the Spirit. Ephesians 1, 13 to 14. We're marked with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of his glory. You're marked now, you're sealed now, you're guaranteed now. The seal is protection, the inheritance is guaranteed. And therefore we bring our sin to God because we trust him for forgiveness. And we wait patiently for the day when our inheritance is received in all its fullness. Don't worry. However you're feeling about your sins today, there's plenty of redemption available. It can never run out. God is never surprised by the quantity of our sin, and he's never short of what's needed to forgive it. The hymn, There is a Redeemer. There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son, precious Lamb of God, Messiah, Holy One. Jesus, my Redeemer, name above all names, precious Son of God, Messiah, Lamb for sinners slain. When I stand in glory, I will see his face, and there I'll serve my King forever in that holy place. Chorus. Thank you, O my Father, for giving us your Son and leaving your Spirit till the work on earth is done. We can trust in the Lord's unfailing love. We can trust in our full redemption. Let's rejoice in that today in our times of quiet. Until tomorrow, take care. And God bless you.